Blog Talk Radio.
Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay, and you are welcome to join me here on Blog Talk Radio. The number is 347-826-7667, the Thanksgiving edition of the program. I want to thank everybody for joining me here early on in the program in the chat room. We have Sendrine. I don't even want to try to pronounce your last name. I want to just, hopefully I'm getting the first name right. Sendrine, correct me in the chat room if you can. Guest 4531, Mari Torres. Ascara. And Rich Sista, which... anybody named Rich Sista is always welcome in my on my program. I'm looking for a Rich Sista, so if you're available, Rich Sista, let's talk. Unless you're Rich's sister, maybe you're not a Rich. I presume Rich Sista means that you're a Sista and you're wealthy, but. I guess you could be Rich's sister, which wouldn't necessarily make you wealthy. Anywho, it's Disorderly Conduct. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you have had a wonderful gobble-gobble day. I commend you all for braving the evening here with me and into the early morning for some of you on the East Coast. It's, 1 a.m. over there, and you people are up. It's quite commendable. Anyways, this is a call-in show. Your calls take priority at 347-826-7667. You know how it works. If you don't, when you call in, you you can listen on the phone, and if you want to chime in and join the conversation, then you need to press number 1 on your keypad. So if you want to join in on the conversation here with me, press the number 1 at any time. Other than that, sit back, relax, enjoy the program. We have 2 hours to go here. I will be your audio co-pilot, Vince in the Bay. I have some things I want to attend to. I don't even remember what I plugged into the description of the show, but if you're interested in talking about any of those things, we can certainly do so. Of course, your calls take priority, and whatever is on your mind is front and center here on Disorderly Conduct. And I thank you, Sendrine. Thank you for complimenting me on my voice. Nutmeg's Mix is in the mix. So nice to catch Nutmeg. Thank you. I hope you're having a fantabulous post-Thanksgiving dinner evening / morning here. If you want to join me, and I don't know, maybe you want to share Thanksgiving stories, or you want to, I know I was listening to Maddie's show, and she was talking, she was having people talk about what they're thankful for. Maybe you are just thankful. Maybe you will be thankful enough to not tell people what you're thankful for. I don't know. Maybe you're tired of explaining that to people. Oh, excuse me. Anywho, we're going to go to the phone lines, and the 760 area code, you're on the air. Identify yourself, please.
This is Mike the Solution Lee. I'm calling to see what's going on with you with Vince out of Bay. You sound like it's real cool out there. Are you in San Francisco?
I am presently in the South Bay.
That's what I was telling my. That's what I was telling you. So that's the Los Angeles area, right?
No. South Bay. I keep the San Jose. I consider San Jose the South Bay area. There is, you know what? I know what you're talking. I was listening to you guys earlier, and you were talking about there being a bay somewhere down in Southern California. There is a South Bay. I want to say it's like somewhere near Long Beach, maybe. I don't know, but I have heard to an area in Southern California referred to as a Bay Area, but.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. So, I don't know.
Sure. Vince, our daughter is in the room, and she said it sounds like you should be on 94.7 The Wave.
Because you sound all smooth, like...
That's Vince by the Bay.
That's Vince by...
94.7, what kind of music do they play on that show, on that station?
Jazz.
Smooth jazz.
They tell me that when I
adult
play that in...
temporary.
Oh, go ahead.
No, so I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Oh no, I say when I play that station in the car, they tell me I'm sophisticated and mature. That's a mature station when I play 94.7.
That's right.
But yeah, I guess all the ladies must like your voice, man. Sandrine was saying.
Oh yeah, by the way, that is Sandrine Moreau, and she's French. But you don't have to say her last name because you're probably not going to be able to say it. But it's Sandrine.
How do you know?
I know.
Let me try this again. Sandrine?
Yes.
Sandrine.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
What was the San Francisco?
Sandrine, and that's a female.
Yes, she's French.
Is she available?
I'm not sure if she's available, Vince. You're going to have to ask
her.
She likes
his voice. She already said. That's what he said.
Okay. Well.
But I wanted to ask about...
She's Canadian.
Matt Lauer ripping Kanye ripping on Matt Lauer. What was that about?
Oh my God. Well, apparently, you know what happened with Kanye and his interview with Matt Lauer a couple weeks ago?
I didn't hear about it. No, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, okay. So Matt Lauer interviewed George Bush because George Bush is doing his book tour, and his first interview was the big dramatic one with Matt Lauer, and then a week later, Matt Lauer has Kanye West on, and he asks him a lot of questions about a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
George Bush thing, the Taylor Swift thing, everything. But when they got to the Taylor Swift thing, they kept replaying during the interview. They kept replaying the clip over and over as like B-roll while they were interviewing him. But they keep the volume at a certain level so you could still hear it.
Right.
And when they were playing it back during the interview, Kanye could hear the clip being played over and over and over again.
Right.
And he started getting annoyed, and he snapped at Matt Lauer, and he's been talking shit about Matt Lauer, and there's Mediaite's got a, I actually saw this on another site earlier, but Mediaite just reposted it, and I'll put it in the chat room, but apparently he was at a performance he had recently. He went on a little diatribe during the middle of a song. And compared Matt Lauer to a child molester.
Oh, wow.
And there's that right there. Yeah.
Kanye,
but I heard his new...
Always...
What's that?
I said Kanye is always getting it. He always involved in something. I have to say he's a very outspoken individual. Man.
Well, you just walked back in.
What is this about?
That there was he and Matt Lauer basically annoyed Kanye West because they kept playing the clip. It was for the Taylor Swift thing.
Sorry, Mari, you're breaking up.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and tell Mike what it's about. So I'm gonna mute myself here.
Well, you sound fine now.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just telling Mike that because he stepped out when you were telling us the story about what happened with Kanye West on Matt Lauer.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
so Matt
yeah.
Lauer was playing a clip over and over again. And was the clip that he was playing the one where he came and got the award, that clip?
Yeah, the Taylor Swift thing where he interviewed her or interrupted her.
And so he got annoyed and he ripped on him right there.
Wow.
I would have done the same thing. I can't even front.
Yeah, me too. I thought that was very unprofessional, actually. Like everybody says, oh, well, if you know how it is in the industry, they always play stuff back. But it's like, yeah, but very rarely are they playing it back on the set right there, while they're – I mean, I know they time out these segments and stuff, but they can very easily play that back with the audio completely down, not to disrupt the interviewee. There's nothing – there's nothing outrageous about that. I mean, I can totally sympathize with them. Like I would, I don't get on the same page with Kanye a lot, but I can definitely unite in equal hatred of Matt Lauer.
Wow. You hate Matt Lauer?
I can't stand Matt Lauer. I can't stand that guy.
Oh man. What are you doing to you?
He's Katie Couric with a penis.
Oh!
Mm-mm-mm.
That's tough, man. I see the Cowboys got whooped on by the Saints.
Not really. It's a pretty tight game. The Cowboys actually blew it. They should have won that game.
Oh, you're right. No, you're right. You're right. You're right. I read that wrong, but I did see it.
Oh boy, here we go. Melinda going nuts in the chat room again. She's up to it. Is this the same Melinda? Or maybe it's a different Melinda. There's another Melinda. I hope this is the same Melinda. It might not be, but whatever. She's acting like the other Melinda. This chick, she just comes in here and just posts random shit about Michelle Obama. And this time it's Michelle Obama okays Americans to eat pie on Thanksgiving. Yay! That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Michelle Obama has said it's okay to eat pie for Thanksgiving. So if you already ate it, then it's okay. Don't worry about it. You know. Barbara Walters' White House interview, which included First Lady Michelle Obama, ranged from the strife between North and South Korea to airport screening to midterm elections, the economy, and Thanksgiving traditions. Michelle Obama said it's fine to eat what you want on Thanksgiving. Don't worry about how much you eat. Just enjoy it. This is the time to have pie. There you go, kids. That's right. You have permission from your government to enjoy pie. This time.
That's great. I like that.
Thanks. That's via Melinda. Thanks, Melinda, for the heads up.
Thanks, Melinda. I didn't even know it was a problem to eat pie. So I'm glad Obama, Miss Michelle, cleared that up, because I didn't know that.
She wants to get rid of big butts.
Why?
Which is kind of ironic, don't you think? That, I mean.
Yeah, no. Why'd she want to do such a thing?
Hello.
That's gonna make me leave.
Have you looked in the mirror lately?
Nothing wrong with big butt. I mean,
hey,
big
hey,
to a certain degree.
Preaching to the choir, brother.
You agree with big? You like big butt?
Yes, I do.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with big butts as far as I'm concerned. A nice, big, shapely butt that, you know, has a certain...
Especially if there's a nice, big, there's something nice and big on the other side to balance it out a little bit.
Oh, man. Dang. See?
You know what I'm talking about? now you're breaking up a little bit. What's going on? I'd like to have my listeners, if you could be so helpful right now, as to just let us know if we're sounding okay here. I know my audio, I've had people complain that mine cuts in and out too. So I don't know if it's BTR, if it's just general Skype.
I'm ready to get a microphone, man.
Funkiness.
You sound pretty good on our.
What I can't tell what you're talking about. You gotta like put your mouth closer to the phone there. Hello.
Do I sound right now?
Are you under the covers right now?
Nope. I'll call back.
You sound fine now. It's for a second there, you sounded like you were all muffled. I don't know if you were like doing somersaults or something while you were listening.
I didn't do anything. It seemed like a cell phone signal, and that's terrible.
Yes.
I don't know what we're gonna do. I guess who's gonna invent something to get a better, clearer sound on BTR? Who's gonna do that? You should do that, Vent. You should do that.
Good idea. I think I'll do that right now. Great. Now you're breaking up again, dude. I'll tell you what. Let's take a little break here. We'll hopefully straighten things out here. The number to join us is 347-826-7667. You can also listen on that number. You don't have to talk. We have some folks that are listening right now on the air. If they want to join the conversation, the number is 1. You press the number 1, and that raises your hand and allows me to unmute you and let you join us in our merriment that we are having right now. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back with... It's Mike, right? Mike? Marty? All right. I think hopefully they'll be here when I come back. If not, hopefully you will. The number is 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Mac Tracy. Back, baby. Oh, boy, where you been? Back. Boy, where you been?
Wait a minute. I'm out the roof of an old school. trying to campaign, smoking champagne, doing a damn thing, and it's a damn shame how these smurfs hate. But these Gilligan's been tripping since my first day. Well, here's another knob, dope as a hover ride. Pull you the bump while you side through the parking lot. After the club, pulling on the dub, hollering at Hutches just trying to get dug out. Drought on niggas like me, M to the D from the ROMP, Bo Billy. Using gangster scare tactics, tennis shoe pimping in my Nike Air Maxes. Back on the street after five in the slammer. I'm looking saucy, somebody get a camera. Oh, you mad? I ain't mad at you. I thought you knew. I'm just doing what I do. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
She heard that 15's knock when I hit the block. Then I hopped out buttered and she had the job. I'm a whole magnet heat, I'm gon' pack it. Though I'm gon' stack it, lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green in the pen. I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your nigga D, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with kibbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going for two, with the double R cool. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Mac D R E Bionic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stink like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio turning blunts into Duvels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight shift getter. And she gotta pay, but Dre to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are. When we ride, it's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
do. Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Oh, yeah. Mac Dre, Disorderly Conduct, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Big ups to Marty for coming through. They dropped off there, so it was cool having them on. We were chopping it up there for a second, but they have left the building. And that's fine. That's how it works here. I want to thank you for still tuning here to in here to the program. If you want to join me on the air, 347-826-7667. When you call in, you want to make sure you press number 1 to raise your hand, and that way we can put you on the air. So there you have it. Well, we just had a mass exodus from the chat room. But we still got Nutmeg's Mix, Rich Cannon hanging around, and we lost Sandrine, though. It was nice to have her here. Apparently, it's getting close to being past some people's bedtimes. Although, this is I usually don't even start my show for another half an hour here. For the last couple of weeks, I've been doing the show at 11 p.m. Pacific. And for the last, 4 or 5 nights, I've been doing it at 10 p.m. And it's been nice to have different people calling in and tuning in. And it's, speaking of which, it's way past Nutmeg's bedtime. But glad you were able to stop by here. And, so there's some other stuff I want to get to here in a minute, and I'll do that. But, of course, your calls take priority at 347-826-7667. And I'm going to play some more music here. I uploaded some more songs onto my BTR account, and I'm going to try to get to some of those in a minute here. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to do. So much music. Like, BTR is going to figure out. I can't believe they haven't revamped their switchboard setup, at least for the music. I know you're not supposed to be necessarily like this will be blog talk radio. The whole idea is it's blog talk radio. I get it. But you can still kind of figure out a better way to organize your files that you upload, even if you're not playing, even if you're not supposed to be playing a lot of music and stuff. I mean, at least still people, like a lot of people do political shows and they have clips that they upload. And it would just be so much easier if you could, set up the switchboard so you could organize your files a little bit easier. But what can you do? Yep. So, Thanksgiving. Another one in the books. So that means it's Black Friday. I'm already seeing people, I guess apparently some stores just stay open Thursday night. They just open on Thursday night, like at midnight. I guess technically Friday morning at midnight, because I'm already seeing people talking about it on Facebook and stuff about how they're already out there shopping and stuff. If you can confirm this, please be so kind as to, if by any chance you know someone, or maybe you yourself are going to go out and indulge in Black Friday, why don't you give me a call and tell me how you're rationalizing this? Do you like the chaos and the confusion that happens every year? Is there some sort of, there's got to be some sort of camaraderie that goes along with it, with your fellow shoppers camped out early in the morning? I don't know. If you want to relay that information, that'd be great. If not, you can relay other information to me. It doesn't really matter. So long as you call me at 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a break and I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Vince in the Bay, back here with you on Disorderly Conduct. The number is 347-826-7667. Give me a call. Join me here live on the air. I will be here for another hour and 24 minutes. So there. Get back into some music here. With a little Jose Fernandez right here on Blog Talk Radio and Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Join me, won't you? 347-826-7667. Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. This is the day back here with you on Disorderly Conduct. Your call is taking priority at 347-826-7667. And we go to the phone lines, and from the area code 267, you're now live on the air. Identify yourself, please.
Hey, Vince, it's not Meg.
Not Meg. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Ugh. Slur my words a little bit.
Uh-huh. And as well as you should. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was great. I didn't do anything. My husband did all the cooking. my sister did most of the cleaning. I was like, damn, well, what the hell am I supposed to do?
Just eat.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
awesome.
Much. I was like, all right.
That sounds epic. Good
now
times. So you're getting wasted now. Perfect. Yeah, what else is new?
Nothing much, I guess. That's good to hear you back on BTR here.
Yeah, yep, I'm back. I've been doing it for about maybe a few weeks now, pretty solidly. I'm looking to eventually upgrade a little bit. I think I want to do kind of like the Ronnie Record route and do more of a radio/video podcast, show music videos, and do sketches and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool. I tried doing that once, and I don't know if I screwed something up. I'm still learning.
Uh-huh.
I work all this technology and all that.
Do you ever watch Ronnie Rucker's show?
I have before, yes. It's been a while since I listened to him because everybody is on the West Coast. Is wrong.
Yeah. He's on the West Coast.
He's in Hawaii, isn't he, or something?
Yeah, he's in Hawaii. Yeah.
He's like 6 hours ahead of me.
Yeah, exactly. But he still does his thing, and he does a tight little show. I definitely would mind emulating some of what he's doing.
That's cool.
But what's going on with you? Do you have a show coming up that you want to promote, or what's?
I know I'm doing one next week, but I don't know what it's going to be about. I've been trying to do like a theme. I'm trying to get back into playing like local/independent music. Local meaning just like they're not well known, not necessarily local to my area.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten extremely lazy with my show. I took the summer off from it because I got tired of being trolled and babysitting the chat room and babysitting the switchboard. And I just took the summer off and I was just playing CDs for a while. And then I went with the holiday theme, and now I'm like running out of ideas. So I'll make something up, I guess, for next week.
Yeah, just wing it. That's what I do.
Fuck, I burnt myself. And I hate that. Like, before I used to be so organized about it, or somewhat organized. And I'm just like, anyway. So, I want to get back on track a little bit. Which I eventually
I hear that. Yeah, get back into the swing of things. And when you do get back up and running, make sure you let me know. Because I definitely want to check it out.
Cool.
And if anybody's out there listening, either in the chat room or on the podcast, on the archives, that's Nutmegs Mix. That's NUTMEGS Mix. Nutmegs Mix. You can find. I guess you just go on BTR and just search Nutmegs Mix, and they can catch all your mixes.
Yeah. Mixed up shit.
You got what?
Mixed up shit.
Mixed up shit. That's kind of what a mix implies.
Yeah.
A lot of shit mixed up.
I'm debating if I'm going to do a show from the bar tomorrow or not. I tried doing that
from the bar. that question answers itself.
Yeah, probably not. I decided last time when I did it, it's not a good idea. But it's
curious. I was suggesting that it's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, last time I did it, in reality,
you're probably right, is a bad idea. I actually did a show. I think it's probably still in my archives. I actually did a show from outside a Phish concert. Like, I was on the air broadcasting as I was trying to, like, score drugs outside in the parking lot at the Phish concert.
It was really hard.
It was to juggle those two tasks, like to like describe the events to my viewers, but not look like a narc to anybody in, because you know it looks kind of weird when there's a guy just like talking into his phone, describing himself at a Phish concert. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that would be a little suspicious of someone trying to like sell drugs to you. They're like,
mm-hmm.
Try to be a cop or something. Something's not right.
So, you know what? I think we're going to do the for this post Thanksgiving special. Let's do a segment here while I have you here with me, Nutmeg. Guilty pleasures. How do you feel like that? How do you feel about that? As far as name some guilty pleasures of yours.
Guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
Well, after the kids, I say kids in quotation marks, go to bed on Friday nights, I sneak out to the bar. I do karaoke. That's one of my guilty pleasures. And I don't get drunk just for the sake, for the fact that I have to drive. I'm paranoid about that kind of stuff. But I don't give a shit how horrible I sound. I just get up there and belt it out and act stupid. That's one of my guilty pleasures, I guess. I like beer.
Well, guilty pleasures, I don't know if that's necessarily a guilty pleasure. That just sounds like a good time.
Yeah, speaking out of that.
It just sounds like pleasure to me. Maybe you feel guilty about it because whatever, but guilty pleasures to me means something that like it has more to do with taste. It's like admitting that you like Justin Bieber, you know.
Oh God.
You know what I mean? Like that's what I, when I think of my guilty pleasures are when I actually listen to her music, I actually like some of Lady Gaga's songs.
Oh. Yeah, because you said that the other night. I think it was last night when I tuned in real quick that you were thinking of playing Gaga. And I remember seeing your post on, like, Twitter about how she wasn't really a dude that did a good Madonna impression. So I was kind of surprised. But I used to say that I hated her, too. Like, when she first came out.
She's easy to make fun of. I mean,
absolutely.
She's an easy target. It's almost like she's asking you to make fun of her. So you should do the opposite and just like, but of course then there's people that try to like, you know, they try to be ironic by liking her, just like people will be ironic by liking Justin Bieber. But I genuinely, a couple of her songs I actually like.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny because, I didn't even know who she was until she had been around for a little bit. This time last year is when I found out who she was. Somebody was talking about Halloween, and they saw a few people, like, were Lady Gaga for Halloween last year. I'm like, who the hell is Lady Gaga? And they're like, you don't know who Lady Gaga is? I'm like, honestly, no, I don't watch TV or anything. Like, I don't pay attention. Then my friends brought the one CD over, and she wanted to burn it from my computer. And I'm like, I really want that garbage on my computer. But I relented, and then I made a copy of it. I'm like, well, let me listen to it. I'm so open-minded. Then I got into it. And then I went and did Gaga for Halloween. And went
No. Do you have pictures of that?
Yeah, I have them up on Facebook.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I got to see that. I'm going to check that out.
I even went to the bar, the one that, like, I went to work that way, that Friday. I think I scared some trick-or-treaters because I did a chicken gaga. And I was walking outside of my house. Burr, burr, burr. I think I scared them away.
That's classic. Classic stuff. Well, with that said, let's hear some Lady Gaga, shall we?
Sure.
If you want to join me here, the number's 347-826-7667. We'll be right back. Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Okay, Vince in the Bay, back here with you on Disorderly Conduct, taking your calls. Once again, the number 347-826-7667. I'm back here with Nutmeg's Mix. If I could unmute her here for a second. There we go. Hey, Nutmeg. Nutmeg?
Yes.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. So that was Poker Face. Now, did you, when you dressed up as Lady Gaga, did you perform, like, do lip syncing to any of these songs or karaoke performances of these songs?
Yeah, we actually did Poker Face and Alejandro.
Poke her face, as in...
Yeah, we kind of stressed that part. Poke her face.
Poke
first time
her,
I heard that song, I'm like, this is garbage. But then I like the other song, so... And I have a tendency to, like, try to sing it like Cartman from South Park.
Oh, really? Can you demonstrate for us here?
I don't know. I have to...
That would be pretty awesome if you did.
I wasn't prepared for that. To do my Cartman impersonation, which is not very good.
Me.
Yeah, but it's not.
Me.
Yeah.
The first time I actually heard this song was on South Park. When he was playing Rock Band and he was singing it. I'm like, what is this? Then I heard the real thing. I'm like, oh, God, this is awful. Is that a dude? And then I started liking the rest of her songs. And surprisingly enough, I was at a wedding back in June and Paparazzi came on and my husband was singing it like word for word. I'm like, how do you know this? He made up an excuse. Well, he put it on his MP3 player for the car for our daughter. That was his excuse. Because she likes Lady Gaga songs. Which probably isn't a good idea considering that she's almost five. But, oh well, what can you do?
It is what it is.
Yep. I'm trying to think of another,
At the end of the day, what it all comes down to is it is what it is. Don't you hate it when people use those things? Those. Well, at the end of the day, what it comes down to, I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah, STFU.
At the end of the day, really, really. Like, during the middle of the day, it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, suddenly it's, you know, family. At the end of the day, family is what matters.
Yeah, it's like,
so
at the end of the day.
You can beat the shit out of your kids as long as at the end of the day, you remember that you love them.
At the end of the day, you shut the fuck up and go to bed. That's what I say.
Yeah, at the end of the day... Take your medication, take Xanax, and go to sleep.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's people. I just don't get it. I think sometimes I'm thinking too simplistically, too logically.
Yeah. I can definitely relate with that. The line of work I deal with all kinds of different people. And some of the bullshit that they go through, it's a shame. But then it's like some of the bullshit excuses people make up and lies. It's just like, are you kidding me? Like, come on now. I'm not that much of an idiot.
Exactly.
It makes some sense for for God's sakes.
Exactly.
Or I hate when you ask somebody, or they say, "Oh, hi, Megan, how you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, hi, how are you?" It's just like an automatic reaction. Not so good. Like, well, then, if that's going to be your response every time I fucking ask you, then I need to stop fucking asking you. Like, hey, and leave it at that.
Wait, you want them to lie?
That's one of my pet peeves. Not necessarily lie, just like, don't ask me how you're doing, old chipper. And then when I ask you how you're doing, expecting you to say fine or, okay, hanging in there. Like, varied up a little bit, you know?
So,
like,
so they kind of set you, they kind of set you up so that they
yeah,
can...
Yeah, pretty much.
So
and then I mumble, like,
around.
Fucking asshole, like, when I'm walking away, just to aggravate it. It's always, like, the same one or two people, so... I don't know. That's more of a pet peeve, though. Yes. Or an annoyance, even.
Amen, sister. Preaching to the choir. And if you're in the choir and you want to join us here, Nutmeg and I, the number is 347-826-7667. You call that number, and when you get into the show, if you want to join us here live on the air, you just need to press 1 to raise your hand. And that way I'll know to put you live on the air with us here. If not, you can kick back and listen to us. And if you want to chime in at some point, just press 1 to do that. It's the magic number, number 1, if you want to join the conversation. And if you don't want to enter the conversation, well, then fuck you.
S-T-F-U. Don't bother.
My switchboard is, like, frozen now.
I think VCR is retarded because I was on a...
Yeah, I can't, I have no control over my switchboard now. For a second there, I was locked out of the chat. Now, the switchboard is acting up on me. If it's not one thing, it's the other. You know? Anyway, I want to give a big thanks to Nutmeg's Mix for hanging out with me live here on the air and in the chat room, as well as Stephanie Morris, who hung out with me last night on the air. It was a pleasure to talk with her. She, Nutmeg, you should check out some of Stephanie's work. She writes erotic romance novels, and she's an extremely prolific writer. She just last year alone, she published 7 books.
Oh, wow.
All fiction, I believe. You should definitely check her out. And she's super sweet and super sexy and smart and fun to talk to. And I hung out with her last night here on the program. And glad to see her back hanging out in the chat again tonight. My switchboard is officially completely empty. There's nothing in it. It's blank.
ETR is being retarded again, I guess.
Yeah.
It was acting up earlier because I was on another friend's show trying to listen. And I don't know if it's like my internet. Like after a while, it's like this website running. It kicks it off. And I have to get back in. But it took me like 20 minutes just to get back onto the computer and but I did it in increments. So I was just like, okay, after a couple clicks, I'd walk away, do something around here, come back, and it still wasn't working. So I don't know if it's just the website, which doesn't surprise me. what it is.
Yeah, I think there's a number of factors that are working against me here, but that's fine. I'm going to soldier on here for the next hour. If you folks would like to join us here on the air, please do so. 347-826-7667. My switchboard is reappearing piece by piece. So if you call in now, I can probably get you on the air. Pretty sure I can make that happen. And once again, it's 347-826-7667. You call in, you press 1 to put your hand up. That way I know you want to talk. And you bada bing, a bada boom. That's how we do it. If you don't like it, then fuck you.
I'm like, fuck you and I'm fuck. Oakland. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug, special ed, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, Z-Lo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sift to life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MD and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. 45 minutes left in the program. 45 minutes left to take your calls. As long as you do it soon, 347-826-7667. Big ups to Nutmeg's Mix for hanging out with me there. She had to take off and bid us a good night in the chat. And great to hear from her. She's an old friend of the show. And you should check her out on BTR, BTR.com, or I'm sorry, blogtalkradio.com/Nutmeg's Mix, I believe, is what you want to look for. She does a music program here on BTR, and she's a veteran, much like myself. We're sort of Blog Talk Radio ninjas, in a way. It's really amazing. But anyways, we move along. Your calls take priority. 347-826-7667. Disorderly Conduct, Vince in the Bay, bringing you news and opinion and whatnot for the next 43 minutes. We have a news segment I want to get to, hopefully, here in a bit. But Nutmeg kind of caught me off guard. Also, Mari Torres was with us earlier, and her compadre, I forgot his name. I think it's Mike. I don't know. But they were on at the beginning of the program with me, and we're already into the second hour here. And I might do a little Twitter feed action here in a second. I don't know. It's just sort of a weird time to be checking the Twitter feed. Hell. Because, you know, most people are like in their food comas. Although, wow, right now, live, outdoors, people are lining up to get into stores. It's amazing, folks. It's 11 p.m. on Thursday. It's not even Black Friday yet. It's not Black Friday for another 45 minutes. I guess that's what my show is, basically. My show is, we're counting down. We're counting down to the start of Black Friday. Of course, you people on the East Coast, you're already in Black Friday now. But we have Black Friday. And speaking of, we have freezing Black Friday. It's going to be freezing overnight all throughout California, except for part of the Bay Area. Essentially, the Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, the Peninsula, San Jose, and then some of the Central Coast is going to stay above freezing. But the rest of California is going to be frozen. That's interesting. There you have it. That's your weather update, I suppose. I hope you can hear me. I hope I'm not muted. I have about 200 windows open right now. I'm going to try to navigate my way over here to the chat room. We've got a couple of guests in the chat room. I want to thank them for joining me. Also Stephanie Morris and Trevizi. There you go. Oh, if you guys are wondering, I'm not doing the live stream cam. I didn't have my video crew and my makeup crew and the craft services and all that. They wanted time and a half to do that tonight on a holiday. So I said, no way. So we're not doing the video tonight. I want to thank, D-Mac. D-Mac coming through. Appreciate you rolling through, V-Mac, and a happy belated Thanksgiving to you, my brother. Hopefully you have survived. You must have just come out of a food coma. See, that's what I'm kind of here for, folks. For the next 40 minutes, I will be your food coma informant, I guess. I don't know. Hopefully people are starting to come out of their food comas, and a lot of people are just kind of like they're sort of disoriented because it's like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, wherever they are, and they're just like, oh my God, what's happening? I'm awake now. And I'm here to tell you everything's fine. Don't worry. Things are going to be just fine and dandy. You're awake. You're alive. You basically survived a complete gorging of yourself in lots of food and drink and merriment. And now people are lined up around the block across the globe to spend money on shopping items. That's right. Out here in California, it's not even midnight yet. It's not even officially Black Friday here, and they're already lined up around the block. It's ridiculous, folks. I should be doing my show live on location there. But that's right. We're counting down the West Coast countdown to Black Friday officially starting in 38 minutes. That's right. I saw somebody put on Twitter or something today. They're like, what was the joke? It was something to the effect of, to Black people, every Friday is Black Friday. I don't even know what that means, but I thought it was funny. Anywho. Yeah, VMAC, go ahead, call on 347-826-7667. I'll be here, man. Give me a call. If you want to join me, no matter who you are, you've got 35 minutes to go. You know how to do it. 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay, this is Disorderly Conduct.
Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, are ready?
Let's try to take off.
disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
About a half hour left to go here in the program, and a half hour left to take your calls, 347-826-7667. And we have a good friend of the program now joining us. VMAC, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, VMAC. Just, you know, holding it down here. Just sort of filling that gap that people might need that void to congregate around after a long Thanksgiving day at night.
Yeah, I feel you on that, man. Yeah, I had a pretty good Thanksgiving, you know. Hey, a lot of these days just end up being another day to me, you know, so. At least I get a chance to eat real good. You know, everybody cooks, man. I got so much food in my refrigerator, it's not even funny, man. You know, you watch any of those games today?
Oh, man. You know, I watched so much goddamn sports today, I don't fucking remember what I watched. I missed the first football game, the Lions. I didn't see that game. I don't even know who they played. I slept through that game. I watched the Cowboys game, which was an ugly game, but at least it was exciting. It was close.
Yeah.
And it was nice to ultimately see the Cowboys lose.
Yeah.
And then I've been watching.
Coach,
what's that?
I think they found their coach, though. I think when Romo get back up in there, man, they got kind of rejuvenated. And you know, man, Garrett got that passion, man. Wade didn't have that passion. I think, you know, if I was to start a team and get him as a coordinator, I would. But he always sucked as a head coach. I mean, they just keep recycling these coaches, man. It's like, it's not even funny.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, and Wade Phillips is talk about recycled. Not only is he a recycled coach, but he comes from a bloodline of recycled coaches.
Mm-hmm. Bum Phillips, baby.
Yeah. I remember Bum Phillips with Earl Campbell, man. That was the team.
Yeah.
The Raiders took them that one year in the playoffs.
Yeah, I guess it's time for, I guess it's time for him to earn that money. You know. You know, he's been getting paid to be like a head coach for the past, what, 4 or 5 years, maybe? Something like that.
Now, I did see the highlights, though. Did Tom Brady grow out his hair just so he could wear those throwback uniforms so he could look like he was playing in the 70s?
I think he did. I really think he did. You know, and it's a conversation piece, so yeah, I really believe he did, man. he's a character, man. Man,
they had a huge football contest going on, a high school football contest going on today here in my hometown, San Jose. The Big Bone Game, they call it. Instead of the, you know how they have the big game at Stanford Cal, the big game they play for an axe. In San Jose, they have a high school matchup. This game that's been, they've been playing this game for like almost 100 years or something. It's just ridiculous. The longest local rivalry ever. And they always play Thanksgiving tradition. They always play Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner gets the big bone. And once again, the bone stays home. Lincoln High School defeated San Jose High 64-0. to retain the Big Bone Trophy.
When it gets the Big Bone, sound like some two chicks fight over me.
Yes, yes, I'm aware of that. That's also another alternative use for yes. If you go into if you go into Urban Dictionary, technically yes, that's also a definition.
Yeah.
Don't you love the Urban Dictionary?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No man, it's like thinking to sit down, but it's like. I guess.
Thank God for the Urban Dictionary. Well, at least for gentlemen like myself, you know, I can't keep up with, because slang develops so fast and so quick and gets outdated so quickly, it's hard to keep up with it. And I hear, and I'm on Twitter, and every once in a while somebody throws something out, and I'm just like, what in the fuck are these people talking about?
Yeah,
and if it wasn't for Urban Dictionary, I'd have no clue. But it's great. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's like I guess it was over time. They just finally said, "Fuck it, we're gonna do it." You know, they've come to find out that it's not really an uneducated thing. It's a cultural thing because, you know, shit. Hell, I was up to 3.8 in high school. And, you know, I know a whole bunch of, you know, street educated guys. But when you're, like, in your circle, you use certain terms. It's not like I'm going to set up in a, you know, business setting or interview, like, yeah, what up, dog? You know, asking about my job. Well, you know, I worked over here for a couple of days. You know, I did my thing over here, and then I did my thing down. You know, I'm not going to do that. But when you're in your circle, you can talk how the fuck you want to talk. You know? So, and then it's starting to see that, you know, because people can turn. Some people can't, and that's bad. But most people can turn it on and off. You know, it's like a dialect, you know? So.
Like making sandwiches.
Yeah,
I'd never heard of that before, and then I saw somebody tweeted it, and like people were like going LOL and all this stuff, and I was like, what the fuck? He's making sandwiches, so what? What does that mean? But there's all these. It's like a euphemism for having sex.
Yeah, it's like, man, there's so many, you know, especially when they're dealing with money. People got so much. I mean, it changed on me to where I had to figure out what it was. You know, when they started talking about guap, GWAP. You know, talking about money.
What?
Guap, making my guap.
What?
Like, yeah, guap.
GWAT?
No, GWAP as a Peter.
Oh. Guap. Money.
Yeah, talking about money, man.
Get your guap up, hustler.
Yeah.
You know I'm getting that guap, son.
Yeah, I actually got a phone.
I got so much guap in my pocket, son.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, fam, let's go make this guap.
Yeah.
They should have me narrate the Urban Dictionary. Get your guap on, hustler. Your fam need to make your fam need to make this guap? Well, get your guap on, hustler.
Yeah.
Like instead of the Red and Stew damn high party. I want to be in the let's go make this guap, fam, party.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yo, fam, let's go make this guap party. That's the party I want to be in.
Yeah. If you want a party, you want to be in the guap party.
Yeah, the guap party. Doesn't that sound like really racist, though? Are you a guap?
Yeah.
Are you in the guap party? Yeah, I got tons of guap.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds like it could be food too.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want some more guap? We got tons of it over here. It's great for you. You got some chips? Dip it in the guap.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, man. A lot of this stuff sounds crazy. You know, especially I had to, that's how I knew I was a generation behind now. Mm-hmm. Because when you're in your 20s and people come up, you kind of keep up with the lingo, and it pretty much doesn't change as it does you up on it because you listen to some sort of the same music. But when you a decade apart, that's when you know. Because when the first time someone said, "Go ham" to me, I didn't know what in the hell they were talking about. You know, and like I say, I'm far from square to anything, but it's 10 years. You know, people in their early 20s and teens are saying it. You know, and someone has said it. I used to post rap stuff on Facebook. And someone was like, "Oh, fam, you went ham." I said, "Ham?" So I inboxed him. I said, "Man," I said, "I don't know if you looked at my age or whatever, but I said, man, I'm 34. I said, "Y'all got me on this." So I said, "What the hell is going on?" He's like, "You're going hard. You wilding out. You know, it's a good thing." So I said, "Oh, okay." Then I started hearing, you know, all these songs.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna go. As we speak, I'm gonna impress all my Twitter followers with my use of the WAP.
Yeah, tell them you're stacking your guap. And your show is going ham, and you would then be like, "Wow!"
I'm sacking my guap.
Don't put the G at the end. Stacking. You got to put stacking.
Yeah,
No G.
No G. Of course. All sacking right. My guap. And.
Yeah. And my show is going ham.
And my show with no W. Is
uh-uh.
Go in, no G.
Oh, no, you can, yeah. Yeah, no,
pound.
You can use a W for yourself. Yep, going ham.
Ham or hound?
Ham, H-A-M.
H-A-M, okay. But I'm also a hound dog. and then I got to put the link for the show. And I'm saying with you, I'm with you. I'm with VMAC, sacking my guap, and my show is going ham.
There you go.
All right. Now all my Twitter followers are going to know that I am secretly down.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, do you follow Gary J. Busey?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. Guys, hilarious. Gary J. Busey. You want some just pure comedy, just totally, just 100% un-PC.
Yeah, that guy is cool, man. His man is like, his teeth is like OB.
Like, he 5 hours ago, he said, "Just shit a croissant." The only thing getting picked apart more than this turkey is the Dallas Cowboys defense.
Yeah.
I bet if Hitler was a farmer and the and Jews were turkeys, it would be called the, quote, gobble cost.
I can see that.
Guys, I don't want you to be drinking and driving this weekend. It would make it harder to reply and retweet my tweets on your phone while driving. TSA equals the Second Base Administration. I think, you know, what TSA, the person that I think that summed it up best was John Stossel calls it, says it stands for thousands standing around.
Nice bit.
Yeah, Gary J. Busey. There's a couple of different guys. There's like Gary J. Busey, Mickey Rourke, the guy that does the fake BP public relations thing. There's a couple. There's I would say maybe a good 10 to 20 solid just fake profiles. But they have just the funniest, like there's that one that they're turning into a TV show, I heard, Shit My Dad Says. Have you heard that? Shit. Heard about that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, the guy they're doing a show based on that Twitter account.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know when that's seeing the light of day, but I saw that somewhere, but there's like a handful of Twitter accounts like that are just consistently hilarious and have their own little angle and their own little niche or whatever. Like it seems like these guys must be, you know what they must be? They must be like out of work Hollywood comedy writers that have nothing better to do, but just fuck around with jokes and joke on their Blackberries or whatever.
I can see that.
Some of these guys are consistently hilarious. If you like hip hop, though, you should follow Ted Bono. Have you followed Ted Bono yet?
Nah. Yeah, I gotta get on there and get my follow game back up with some of those guys.
Ted Bono, this dude is hilarious. There used to be in the 90s, for a little while, there was this underground hip-hop magazine called Ego Trip, and it was based in New York. I think it was based – it was like a bunch of guys. They're like hip-hop writers. They wrote for like Rolling Stone and other stuff. And they started their own magazine called Ego Trip, but then it just disbanded after a while. And they had one of the dudes, or a couple of the dudes, develop this this fake owner of the entire company. The guy that supposedly owns the magazine is this this old rich white guy named Ted Bono. But he's like this old rich white guy, but he's really hip and down with the hip hop scene. Supposedly he bankrolled this magazine for a while. But the magazine's defunct now, but through the wonders of the internet and Twitter, Ted Bono lives on. One of the guys from Ego Trip, there's speculation on who it is. But no solid evidence. But this dude is—he's an old school hip hop insider that is always like other music too, though. But he mostly like riffs on hip hop and hip hop people, and he's usually ripping on people like whoever, like Drake or whatever. Like I can see right now he's going off on some Illuminati thing. But he's just hilarious.
What do you think about that? Do you think that exists as far as hip hop?
You know, I haven't really paid close attention with the hip hop fascination with the Illuminati. I think the hip hop and hip hop artists are mixed up in the quote unquote Illuminati in so much that, yes, there is a small cabal of people that sort of run the world, essentially. And the closer you are on the food chain to those people, you know, the closer you are to the inner circle, you know, the better off you're going to be. And I think a lot of these companies, like these huge companies that bankroll all these artists and stuff, like Columbia Records and Universal and all these huge conglomerates that have started off as you know, mom and pop companies, and now are just these gargantuan corporate mega monstrosities.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where I'm going with this, but you should definitely follow Ted Bono. So the Illuminati. So in so much that, like, say, like a Jay-Z, you know, when he signs to Def Jam or whatever the hell he signs to, Columbia, whatever it is, he is essentially hooking in to the Illuminati, because those are the gatekeepers at those record labels who are in this industry, who are the big players, who throw around the big money to get music produced and to sign contracts and get artists out there promoted with full marketing and the whole nine. So some of these people are essentially Illuminati, because they're linked in with that to begin with. I don't think Jay-Z started off, you know, being anointed through some bloodline of alien lizard creatures that have been living on the earth waiting for the humans to assimilate with the humans and then take over. Like, I don't think there's any big conspiracy. I think the people that get up there high in the food chain sometimes are so disconnected with what you and I might consider reality that they might as well be some lizards from another planet or whatever, or Illuminati or whatever you want to label them. They might as well be that, because they're so out of touch and, you know, high, like I said, high up there on the food chain, or in the pyramid, as it were. The pyramid, right, being another one of their favorite symbols. But yeah, I mean, you know, you can't. I don't think Jay-Z is taking meetings with Henry Kissinger behind closed doors, and, you know, and plotting to, poison the minds of young teenagers across the globe. I don't think anything's happening like that, purposefully.
I don't know
what the rumors are. I don't know what people are saying. Like, in what context are they saying that these people are part of the Illuminati or involved with the Illuminati? I don't know what the rumors are exactly.
It's someone involved, like you said, like a household, like where you have the grown up table and the kids table. You know, you have, you know, the world and whatever else they're trying to do table, then you have this music tape. Because if you think about it, if you believe in Illuminati, there's no way they allow all these entertainers to get these millions and millions and these sports athletes the millions and millions of dollars without trying to sink their hooks into them. Now, if you don't believe in Illuminati, okay, that's fine. But if a person believes in Illuminati, the other one has to exist. There's no way they'll sit there and allow all those people to have those mega millions like Jay-Z, like 50 Cent, you know, selling his water company for God knows what. Rumors started at 200. Some people said it was $400 million and, you know, things like that. And I believe they have to the point because if you think of it, there's no new artist out here. They just keep recycling, recycling. They're not opening like it's like the mob. They're not opening the books to nobody. You know, and it's and I believe it's open. I believe it's something going on. It may not be 100%. Excuse me. And with YouTube and the conspiracy heads, but it's definitely something there. You know, it's definitely something there, folks, guys, man. You can see it all day long because it changed. It's not
well,
the same anymore.
Well, I mean, if you want to stoke the fire anymore, I mean, look what Jay-Z named his company. He named his company after, like, the number one ranked culprit of the so-called Illuminati, the Rockefellers. You know, like, he's modeling himself. Like, he even admits openly that he modeled himself after these business tycoons who ran the world.
Right.
So he's aspiring to that. So I don't think I think he's in some ways becoming that. I think somebody coming from where he's coming from. I'm just using Jay-Z as my example. I don't know. Maybe there's other people that have been implicated more than him, but I know there's been rumors about him supposedly. But whatever. Jay-Z is just a normal guy. He's doing what anybody would do. In his situation, he's the master of his domain. He's an artist. He's out there. He's essentially, I mean, he is beholden to some people, more or less. But you know, he's, I think he's just kind of, it's kind of like there's like this, there is sort of a lottery aspect to it, I want to say. You know, there's a lot of talented people out there, no doubt. The internet will prove will you can figure that out in a second on YouTube. You find a talented person everywhere you look on there. But there's like these gatekeepers that have traditionally been out there that have always been there to anoint the cream that rises to the top. You know. Anyways, we got 5 minutes to go here, and I have somebody with their hand up in the chat room. I want to bring them on. Caller from the 562. You're on the air with Vincent the Bay and VMAC. What's up? Oh, they hung up. Great. Perfect. They had their hand up. Trying to get them some time on the air here, but anyways, if caller, you're out there listening and that was you, that hung up. I don't think I hung up on them. I think they were listening and then they just bailed right when I went to them. Anyways, well, we got to wrap it up here. Anywho, because we got only a few minutes left to go. But VMAC, in closing here, do you have anything going on that you want to promote here before we take off?
Yeah, damn radio, you know, took a hiatus. You know, I was having technical difficulties. Back online right now, man. You know, my motherboard. So borrowed another computer. So damn radio will be back up tomorrow, 9 o'clock. You know, tune in. That's 9 p.m. Central, you know, with your boy VMAC, my homeboy Track Lexus. Be getting it in with the independent artists like we always do.
There it is. Good. Looking forward to that, VMAC. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate you having you on the show. And I've been looking for you the last couple of days and glad to know that you will be back doing your thing very soon. I'm Vincent the Bay. I do this every night, lately around 10 p.m. Pacific time. I want to thank all my callers and listeners for tonight's program. Jeez, I can't even remember who all called in. Nutmeg's Mix called in. Maddie Torres called in along with her sidekick. I want to say Mike. I can't remember. but then Nutmeg's Mix held me down as long for a good little stretch in there. And then VMAC came through. Also in the chat room, Stephanie Morris. Big ups to her. She was with me here last night. I want to thank my sponsors, XXX, Bunker.com and PsychoDonuts.com. Also, want to thank the one and only Ted Bono, who I pasted his Twitter in the chat there. But for those of you tuned in on the podcast, it's twitter.com/TedBono. That's twitter.com/TEDBAWNO. And I'm Vince in the Bay. You can reach me on twitter.com. It's twitter.com/VTOCCE. Also, youtube.com/VTOCCE, facebook.com/VTOCCE. You get the picture, BTR, blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. I will catch you again very soon. I hope you all recover from your Thanksgiving comas. And have a fantastic weekend. Good luck out there on this glorious Black Friday. That's right. It's Black Friday, kids. Behave out there, you people who are shopping or trying to shop out there. It's jungle out there. Anywho, that's it. I'm trying to wrap it up here. Where's my theme music? Here we go. All right, this is Vince in the Bay signing off. Until next time, hasta la vista, baby.